We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Wisdom of the Just. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Luke 1:17. And he will go as forerunner before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers back to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared for him. I have just read from the New English Translation. Every lifestyle is usually built on a worldview. A worldview refers to one's philosophy or explanation of life. You don't need to be a grey-bearded philosopher to have a worldview, and you don't even need to be aware of it to have one. Proverbs 14:12 reads, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death." This tells us that even though that way eventually leads to death, the person walking in it believes it is right. Here is how it works. Take covetousness as an example. A person who subscribes to the view that money is the highest pursuit in life is a potential murderer, thief, swindler, envious, and bitter person. He does not need to consciously set out to become these things, but those are some of the pathways of that way. What is more, he will become skilled at them along the way. What about a man who believes that pleasure or self-satisfaction is the highest pursuit in life? You are looking at someone potentially given to lust, capable of manipulating others for personal gratification, unstable, unreliable, and a betrayer of trust. These are some of the pathways on that way, and he will grow increasingly proficient in them because there is a certain wisdom guiding that path. Apostle James spoke about this in James 3:13 16. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. The wisdom that is from above is revealed in Christ Jesus. It is called the wisdom of the just, or the way of righteousness. It is peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial, and without hypocrisy. James 3:17. This is why the blessed man in Psalm 1 does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, no matter how wise it may sound. The counsel of the ungodly is simply a pattern of thought that contradicts God's word and wisdom. Go into today determined to forsake every false way and to walk in the way of righteousness, always remembering that God's word is, and imparts, God's wisdom. Prayer. Lord, help me walk in your wisdom and excel in your divine life. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 3-5. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.